Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. This is Julie Calamine, Morning Show host. I'm joined this morning by Julie Perchinsky, my Morning Show co-host for certain Tuesdays, and one of our most favorite guests. We're lucky to have Diane Green of Green Tree Naturals. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Julie.
And good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Julie. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, so always happy to have you join us because we never get anything but great information. Great topics. And today will be no different. We're going to be talking about the Selkirk Pondere Food Summit coming up here at the University of Idaho Research Station. But before we jump into that topic, for the few listeners in this area who don't know about Diane Green, I'm just going to reintroduce you, Diane, and have you add anything that I've missed. You've pretty much done it all here in Sandpoint. You started with a full-time job. You're with the U.S. Forest Service. You gardened, crafts. You started your own home garden that was organic. One of the very first organic gardens, I think.
Well, one of the first certified organic.
Yes, yes, good point. And then on to selling your produce to restaurants, and then a CSA, and then the farmer's market, and then classes at your farmstead, and on to seed production, a weekly farm stand out at your garden. It just goes on and on. You're an educator, you're an advisor. What am I missing? Anything?
Well, I've been fortunate to have the... to make the choices to pursue my passion. And after working in the woods for many years and always being a home gardener at some point, actually after I met my husband, who was a farmer, grew up as a farmer, I got interested in growing more. And we started selling at the farmer's market and ended up there for, I started there like the second year that it began and was there for 28 years and officially retired from the farmer's market. And through the course of that, we were the first farmers to sell to restaurants in Sandpoint. We were the first CSA. I mean, somebody's got to be first. And for us, it was just a matter of adapting to the changing environment of our community. And that's a part of what farmers do. If we're going to be resilient and sustainable, we have to go with the changes. And I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to do that, and those experiences have taught me a lot, and through that I've chosen to share what I know, and I think teaching others how to live a more sustainable lifestyle and grow organically is really important. So I've been working with the University of Idaho Small Farms program since its inception, and working on a number of different programs with them over the years as a small farm advisor. And I teach online classes through the Cultivating Success program at U of I, and recently have been working with Oregon State University as an advisor. And I just accepted a mentorship position with Oregon Tilth, teaching, mentoring the next generation of certified organic farmers. So it's my passion and I love it. I think I love teaching as much as I like growing food.
That is great. It's a stack of firsts, isn't it, Julie?
Boy, I guess.
Boy,
very busy.
Amazing. We're so fortunate to have you. And today we're going to be talking about something, I think it's the second year of it. Is it year number two?
Yes, this is our second year for the Food Summit.
Okay, it's the Selkirk Pondere Food Summit, and it's happening out at the Organic Research Station here in Bonner County, here off of Boyer, as you head toward Selkirk. Toward Schweitzer ski area.
But actually, it's the Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center. That's what they call it.
Thank you. Sandpoint Organic.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get it.
You got it. Close enough.
Thanks. Pretty close. Well, it's a big event. It's the second annual, and it is happening Friday, November 3rd. It's from 9 to 5, and it is at the Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center. It's on 1010881 North Boyer Road in Sandpoint. Anyway, this is the topic for today, and it's a very exciting day and lots to talk about because there are going to be a lot of speakers. Let's jump in. I think before we learn about it, though, we have a few questions, don't we, Julie?
Yes, we do.
Which are?
Okay, so Diane, if you could just start by telling us, what is a food summit?
Well, the purpose of a food summit is really about building and understanding, growing relationships, and coming up with a shared ownership of a vision for a sustainable, equitable, fair, healthy, and prosperous food system. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. And food systems have been, or the food summits have been happening across the globe for a long time. And the Palouse Clearwater Food Coalition out of Moscow, where the University of Idaho is, has already hosted 13 food summits. So,
wow.
I had the opportunity to participate as a presenter in one a couple years ago, and after attending, requested that we do something here. And I'm so grateful that we have this happening in Sandpoint, because it's a really important event.
Yes, and that fantastic new facility to hold it in, how great.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is.
And it is some summit, because I'm looking at this list of speakers, which you, Diane, are going to tell us about shortly, but this is a really full day with just an enormous amount of information.
Well, maybe we should begin with the food system. Define the food system for me. I didn't really catch that part.
Well, and a lot of people ask that, and that's kind of a big part of my passion over the years, and is getting people to think about where their food comes from. And we tend to take our food for granted. A food system is about all the elements and individuals involved in feeding and nourishing people, starting with seeds, to growing the plants, to planting, transplanting, harvesting, fertilizing, whether it's growing animals, whether it's beef or pork or chicken. It includes the transportation for getting that food to the grocery stores. It includes the packaging, the people that work involved with it. It's everything that is involved with the food that comes on your table. So it's important for people to really think about that. Some of the programs that I've done working with kids locally, with kindergartners and first graders, the first question I ask them is, where does your food come from?
Yeah, a great question. And it varies all over the world. I mean, we're a highly packaged system, but others are not that way at all.
And we take our food system for granted. And sure. I think since COVID, one of the things that happened was people's eyes open to how fragile it can be, and which is all the more important that we make an effort to support local farmers and support local food systems, which is everything involved with growing that food and having that resiliency locally. And the Food Summit is really an opportunity for people to do that.
Right.
And learn about who's growing food and what's happening here. And it's really about building on what has gone before and creating a shared sense of where you're going and a sense of joint responsibility for getting there.
Yeah, and we all think about food differently. You know, here in Sandpoint, I think it's maybe a little bit better, but I have friends back, you know, where I came from in Minnesota, where if it didn't come in plastic and if it wasn't, you know, looking a certain way, they didn't necessarily think it was safe. So food safety is a part of our food system and how people view that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a broad subject.
It is.
How the food gets to our table.
Yeah. And how we accept it as consumers, like what is an acceptable product for
right.
us.
It's about making those choices. But
right.
it's important. This food summit gives an opportunity for people to really learn about the local farmers, to learn about what's available to them, and hopefully get people to rethink what they put on their plate.
Right, and where it's coming from and those choices and what it's going to look like and et cetera. So, yeah, it's a kind of a cultural element. It's cultural. It's everything.
It's we had so much fun last year. I love the way it's set up, and we're so fortunate to have Colette DeFelps from University of Idaho as to provide the leadership to take us through that. And and the planning. I serve on the planning committee, and the people on the planning committee. I mean, we started planning with monthly calls in May, and we have a number of farmers and local extension. Kyle Nagy from the Sandpoint Organic Center is certainly involved, since he's the manager out there. And we have Amy Robinson from University of Idaho Extension, who's one on the committee, and Jeanette Locke from Pack River Farm, and Jen Jensen, which is our local Bonner County yes. Extension, and Kent Youngdahl, who also works out at the Organic Center, and myself, and Kate Wood. It's a good group.
Now we're looking at the agenda. It's an agenda all day long with different people speaking on different subjects, beginning with coal ed.
Right. Well, the Ignite sessions that they have set up, which if you go to the website, I'll have to find that somewhere and list that for you. But the Ignite sessions, what they're calling an Ignite session, is basically a 5-minute highlights for each of these speakers. And if you go and see the agenda, you'll see that in a half hour, we've got 6 speakers, which are all farmers and different people focused on local foodways. And with these 5-minute presentations, each farmer has 10 photographs of their farm or whatever they choose that's going on behind them. And they share highlights of their story. And with that, they'll do 5 minutes, and then it rotates, and another person comes up and shares highlights of their story. So it's really about them telling a very short story, highlighting what they do and what their farm is, with the hope that then if people have an opportunity to see and meet a number of different people involved in the food system, that after that they'll come up to them and talk to them and seek more information. And that way we get more people in there, more bang for your buck.
Absolutely. And Diane, I think it would be useful if you just go ahead and tell us about some of these 5-minute presenters, or at least describe what they're going to be talking on. I see it on the agenda.
Don't know exactly what they're going to be talking mm-hmm. about, but the first Ignite session is called Local Foodways. Mm-hmm. And Eileen Napier from Ramstead Ranch out of Ione, Washington. Eileen used to sell at the farmer's market. She grows beef and pork and chickens and turkeys, and has a pretty amazing ranch going there for local meat. And Jordan Dick from Homestead Produce in Bonner's Ferry, I'm not really familiar with him. But Tercy's Englehart from Mountain Cloud Creamery outside of Clark Fork, I just met her recently, and they're I know they have some young farmers on their land, and they're also doing a wonderful creamery. I've had some of their cheese, which is wonderful. Then we have Taylor Bradish from the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and the Idaho chapter. And then Deborah Luther from Deep Creek Farm Stand in Bonner's Ferry. And then we shift gears and go to the second Ignite session, which is from Farm to Plate. And we have Jody Russell from Woods Meat Processing. Just talk a little bit about their meat processing program. Josh Durrell from The Drift at Lakeside. He'll talk about using local food at their restaurant and working with farmers to supply them. And Leigh Withers from Winter Ridge. They also support local farms and sell local farmed produce at their store. And Debbie Love from the Bonner Community Food Bank, who gets a lot of local food out there. We have a lot of the farmers donate it. We typically make a donation to the food bank every week. And then the third Ignite session is about skill building resources. And Anna Hebert from East Bonner County Library District will be talking about the seed library that they have there.
She's the garden librarian. I met her at one of her programs over there. Lovely gal, and knows so much.
Nice. I can't wait to meet her. I can't wait to meet all these people.
Sure.
Diane Green.
Oh, well, we know her.
Yes, we do.
I'll be talking about our on-farm organic gardening workshop series. Jen Jensen will be sharing about the University of Idaho Master Gardener and Small Farm Programs. Amy Robertson from Bonners Ferry will be sharing about the UI Master Food Safety Advisors Program. And Colette DePhelps will talk about the Northwest and Rocky Mountain Regional Business Center.
Wow.
And that's just the morning.
Yeah, that's just the morning.
That is the Ignite. So, boy, that will have people's brains going crazy.
It's so much fun. I mean, the farmers kind of line everybody. Well, it's not all farmers, but we kind of line up and just keep you moving.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It does.
And you get to see the, I mean, having the pictures of everybody's farms and it's about sharing, people sharing their stories. And I think it's really a great way for community members to get to know what's happening in Sandpoint, Bonners Ferry, in our county, and beyond.
Yes,
we're bringing a few people in from other places.
Food systems, what we just talked about before, how important it is to understand and actually educate ourselves about our food system. There it is in three parts.
Right, and for us to expand our horizons about where we might choose to get our food from here. We don't always have to run to the grocery store. We all know that, of course, but these will be great ways for people to think about that and think about getting local food.
Well, it's easy to get local food in the summertime. You know, the farmer's market opens in May and goes till the second week of October, so you always have the farmer's market. But then there's October, November, December, January. I mean, there's, you know, we've got the winter months that are the challenge for finding local food. We do have some new young farmers in our community that are growing year-round CSAs, and we have some farmers that are doing, that have online opportunities for purchasing online through the winter. And it's related to what they can grow in the winter, which are greens and kale.
Yes.
And you can get root vegetables that have been grown in the summer and stored well, like carrots and beets and parsnips and potatoes. But
yeah, but that's a lot. That gets you
that
pretty.
Is a lot.
That goes pretty far when you're looking for fresh food in the winter.
Well, and once you get into eating local farm fresh food, what I found, I have become such a food snob. I mean, I go someplace and I'll sit down and if I'm eating beef, I look at it and go, I wonder how this beef was raised.
Yes.
Or if I'm eating chicken, I wonder where this chicken came from. And it's a curse and a blessing.
Yeah.
But I do think about where my food comes from, and it does matter to me.
And I think it's important. There are so many producers, pork and beef producers included. You know, you got your livestock. Not just your garden vegetables, you know, it's the whole diet.
Right, absolutely. It's important.
It sure is. Well, the Ignite sessions will end, and then it looks like you take a break.
And we have, they allow a fair amount of time for interaction, so people can mingle and get to know each other, and Colette is great at facilitating different activities to get people talking with each other. And then we have Beet and Basil is catering lunch, which is covered in the registration fee, and they will be using as much local food as possible in the luncheon, which is great. And then after lunch, we go into some concurrent workshops.
Yeah, what does that mean? Oh, ongoing. You'll have to choose what you want
right
to grab.
Exactly.
And to learn from. Well, let's talk about some of those concurrent workshops.
Well, the first workshop is titled Planning the Harvest Starts with Planning the Garden. And I will be working with Jennifer Jensen from U of I to give a bit of a talk about planning for next year, really thinking about what to plant and how to plan for that. If you're going to do seed saving, it'll be kind of an overview, and we'll have some exercises, different things for people to give people some real good things to think about. Workshop two is on preserving the harvest, and Amy Robertson from University of Idaho Boundary County will be sharing some information about preserving the harvest. And Derek and Raquel Kalen Locke will be doing a part of that with from Black Bear Herbary. And I wish I knew more about that to be able to share with you, but I know that they are doing some wonderful things because I know their mother is Jeanette Locke from Pack River Farm, so it's going to be good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Herbary.
Well,
yeah.
Cool word.
And then Workshop 3 is Raising Your Own Meat, which is also Jeanette Locke. And they used to do chickens, and they've done a lot of different things, and
And so that'll be an interesting program for folks thinking about getting into animal food production, and then on to an award apparently.
Well, when you register for the food summit, they have a place in the registration where you can write in a name of someone that you feel is a local food leader, and they give a plaque and do a little ceremony at the front of the room. I was awarded the first local food leader award last year, which was really an honor to be a part of that. And we have some wonderful people making a difference. So.
Yeah, a nice opportunity to recognize someone who's working hard and cares.
Right, and all of this takes a lot of volunteer hours.
Gosh.
I mean, like I said, we started making the calls in May, so there's there will be a lot of volunteers helping us move through this. So these things don't just happen. Somebody was asking last year, why don't you do 2 food summits a year? I'm like, no, we're lucky we can get it together for one, but.
I get it. Oh, so that'll be fun, a little award period, and then on to another press. No, this is even more fun, Sandpoint Organic Ag Center apple and apple cider tasting.
Well, you know, out at the orchard there, they have, I think, over 68 varieties of certified organic, mostly heirloom apples. And there's varieties there that I've never heard of, and it's great to be able to go through and test all these apples, and most of them they're from all over the world that they've brought them in, and it's really interesting. I mean, some of them are bitter, some of them are different colors, some of them have red meat. They also make apple juice out of a lot of those too. But that's really fun to be trying out the apples and.
Yes, and I know they'll do that once more for the public, but that is a very busy event when that one happens.
I think maybe it's this weekend. I wish I'd have looked that up, but I think it is this weekend.
Okay, maybe we'll have happened already by the time this interview plays, but anyway, it's a great event. So you'll be able to do that as a smaller group, and then it looks like after that, the day's about over. You adjourn.
Yeah, but I think everyone will come away feeling more empowered with what's going on in the community about our food system. And really, it will give people hopefully empowered, inspired, and looking to support local farms where they can, to buy local food when they can. And it's going to be a fun day. I'm really looking forward to this happening again, and I'm so grateful to have an opportunity to work with the planning committee and the community of farmers that are coming into this, and it's going to be fun.
I can hear that. How many folks can attend this day?
Well, we can only have 75. We only have seating. The fire code only allows seating for 75, so it is limited seating, and it will sell out. I'm
sure. Would think so. As you were talking to us, Diane, about the various Ignite parts of the day and then the other presentations, I found myself thinking, what groups of people will benefit from this day? And I can think of quite a few, but I'd like your input on that.
Well, I think anyone in the community would benefit from this, whether you're a farmer or a forager or a resident or a restaurant. Yeah. I mean, everybody eats. You know, everybody, whether you're eating out all the time It will give you points to think about supporting restaurants that do support local farmers and local food. Look on the menu and see, is there any local food on? Because most of the restaurants, if they are supporting local farmers, will put it on the menu.
Absolutely. And more than that, I mean, I could see someone who's a home gardener learning enough that they might decide they would expand into something a little bigger. Could happen.
Absolutely.
Yes, these are all successful businesses that will be talking about their business, and they've put a lot of work and time into it.
And maybe about how they came from being just a home gardener to what they're doing now, because it certainly is a progression. I don't think you start out as a commercial gardener.
No, you don't. No. The idea is to come and learn and share with others and leave with new connections and ideas for supporting local farms and eating year-round in the Pendere region.
Yes.
Right. And I think a person who is even just a home gardener would benefit learning things about preserving your food. If you're a local hunter, you would learn a lot about that. If you decided to get a flock of chickens, I think the day would be worthwhile. There's, you know, one good piece of information can make the whole day worthwhile.
Right, right. And when we have some amazing resources through the University of Idaho Small Farms Program, which are really the foundation for this, is supporting small farms in any way that can happen. And it's important for people to find a connection. And
yes.
I think that's one of the things that happens with this food summit is people come away feeling connected in a different way.
And understanding the Extension office is there for us. That is there for farmers, for growers, for people to use for us to be successful growing our own food, what we're talking about doing, feeding ourselves.
Right.
And managing our land. And they do so much for the communities.
They do. It's an excellent resource.
And yes,
I'm hopeful that if you're thinking about it, don't hesitate. Get out there and get registered.
Yeah, so folks will be able to not only learn and get inspired that day, but they'll take with them a big handful, a bucket full of resources that'll help them move forward. They won't just have that day and then go forward. They'll be able to have ways they can connect and get questions answered and really get going.
So I guess we didn't mention that it is Friday, November 3rd, 9 to 5 at the Sandpoint Organic Ag Center. And registration is $35 or $15 for students or Living Lightly.
Okay.
Which covers the food, because the luncheon is what the main cost is for.
Yeah. For that amount, what a bargain.
And registration, Diane, where would people go to register? I know Sandpoint Online has a link to the summit.
Right.
And
I think if you were to put in Selkirk Pendere Food Summit, it would come up. Or if you just put Food Summit Sandpoint, you'd be able to find it.
I think so, because I did that this morning and saw a tab to register. So
right, and I don't have that right in front of me, but I know you can find it.
Yeah,
and
it's easy.
Even if we gave out the whole email, that'd be hard to, you know, copy that down. So,
all right, listeners, just Google Food Summit Sandpoint, and you will find the registration. No problem. Well, all right, we've talked about a great upcoming event, and I don't know. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Diane?
Come and see us. Come have fun. Taste apples.
I'd like to add something. I'd like to thank Diane for finding our community so important that you would bring all of this information up here to us to share with us, because I do believe that you are a true teacher and you're sharing your knowledge and your successes and failures has made a difference in so many lives here. So
well,
thank you for doing that for us, Diane.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to share.
Big thank you. Well, all right, then. I would like to thank you, Diane Green of Green Tree Naturals, for joining us this morning and telling us about the upcoming food summit. It sounds exciting. I better get on and get signed up here before all the spots run out. And just really something to look forward to as we go from fall into winter. It'll give us lots of things to think about and plan.
And one more thing, registration closes on October 29th. So you want to get in there and do your online registration as soon as possible.
Very important. Don't expect to show up at the door and be able to come for the day.
Yeah, it might be sold out.
Yeah, very good. All right.
Well, although you could.
You could if there are spots, but I think it will sell out. All right. Well, thanks again, Diane Green. And this is KRFY, Community Radio for the Idaho Panhandle. And we've just had a great talk about the upcoming food summit. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.